Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
How do Christians use their material resources? That's a very important question. And that's about as practical as you can get. Talk about the rubber meeting the road of Christian living. Here it is, as we make our way through Romans chapter 12 and learn what it means to live out the gospel in day-to-day living. The chapter begins, as you know, by saying, I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And then we begin to get a whole series of short, pointed instructions as to how Christians are to live. And how we use our material resources is vitally important to our Christian testimony. Romans 12:13 says, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Now, the first principle, and probably the overriding principle in this area of how we use material resources, is the principle of stewardship. What does that mean? That means that we are stewards, not owners, of our possessions. In other words, they really aren't our possessions. They are God's possessions. We don't own them. We borrow them. We utilize them. We manage them as stewards. That's what stewardship means. Stewardship means that I am a manager, and my question, therefore, is how has God instructed me to manage these resources? How does God want me to allocate the resources that He has entrusted into my care? That's the question. A steward in the Bible was a high-level servant. Since we don't have slavery in our day, and even the whole idea of servants is pretty foreign to us, some of the upper-class people, wealthier people in our society, will have domestic servants of one kind or another, but they don't usually even call them servants. We tend not to like that kind of terminology in our American society. We would much rather think in terms of employers and employees. Okay, that's fine. So understand a steward as being a high-ranking manager. My father was in business for many years, was in business management, and the first two jobs that I can remember my dad having, both were basically, he was managing the business that was owned by somebody else, and the owner was around, he was there. This was not a huge corporation which was governed by a board of directors and had stock. No, these were family-owned businesses. In fact, I can think of a third one now to add to it. Three times that I can remember my father managing a business owned by somebody else. And the boss was around, in one case, breathing over his shoulder in such a way that eventually he just couldn't manage the business that way. And so he left and took another job. And in that case, it wasn't quite so difficult, because in that case, the owner had several businesses. And so he didn't have time to devote all of his time to one. And so my father was given a great deal more breathing room and leeway as a manager. But always the concept was, this business doesn't belong to me. He couldn't manage it as if he were the owner. He was not the owner. He had the owner's authority. He could tell the other employees what they should do, unless he was overridden, of course, by the owner. But he had that responsibility. He had that authority. He could set up the schedules for production and various things. I don't know what all he did, but he was the top man at the manufacturing plant, the one I'm thinking of right now, most of the time, because the owner was usually in some other place, even another state, taking care of other businesses. But he was never the owner, and he knew that. Everything he did, he was trying to carry out the expressed instructions of the owner. That was his job. What made him valuable, what earned his salary, was that he carried out faithfully and diligently the wishes of the owner. That's stewardship. It's management. Think of it that way. We are managers of the material resources which God has placed in our trust. And there are many instructions in God's Word for how we should use these resources, and we can't cover them all. But here in Romans 12:13, we basically have two instructions, two things that are God's will for how we should manage the resources that He's placed into our care. What are they? Number one, distributing to the needs of the saints. Number two, given to hospitality. Number one, Christians share with the needs of other believers. That's what it says. Distributing to the needs of the saints. How does God want me to use my material resources? He wants you to share some of them with the needs of other believers. Distributing is a very interesting Greek word. It's built on the Greek word koinonia, fellowship. It's koinonountes, partnership, but it's fellowshipping with others in their necessities, taking part in others' necessities as if they were our own, thinking of ourselves as partners with other believers in their necessities. That was a remarkable feature of the early church, as you know, that they truly treated all of the resources as if they were not their own, but that they were at the disposal of those who had need. People sold their lands and came and brought the proceeds and laid them at the apostles' feet so that nobody would have need. The poor members of the congregation were cared for by the generous distribution of the goods of the richer members of the congregation. Now, in our day, we don't do it that way. We do it through the church, through the budget, through special offerings, through benevolence funds. And actually, the early church really was doing the same thing. And we can also, of course, do it in personal and private opportunities like the Good Samaritan. There are various ways to do this. We can do it corporately as a church, having funds either in reserve or to take up collections for special needs and distribute to the needs of the saints. That's what we do. Distributing to the needs of the saints. That's what God wants us to do with our material resources, to give to those kinds of needs. And then sometimes, like the Good Samaritan, we will come across a situation and we don't have time to go through the church. That's our opportunity to respond immediately to that need. It's amazing how that sometimes when those things come across the path of people, they don't know what to do. The only thing they can think of is get a hold of the church. Here's a need. I remember being called at the church on a Saturday one day, and a lady was on the other end of the phone, and she introduced herself. I've never met her, don't know her. And she told me where she was and what she was doing, that there was somebody there that had a need. And because she couldn't get a hold of her own pastor, she looked in the phone book and found the name of our church and thought she would call us. And could we respond to this need? And I think I said something like this: well, dear lady, you're there. God put you there. Why don't you respond to this need? I mean, it wasn't a great need. Somebody, I don't remember now what it was. Oh, she was all discombobulated about that. To think that maybe what she ought to do in this situation is reach into her own pocketbook and pull out $20 and give it to the person. Well, that may be what was needed. I don't know. I wasn't there. And God hadn't put me in that situation. I wasn't the one that God brought across that need at that particular time. That seems to me like a good Samaritan type of situation. You don't have the luxury of going through your pastor and going through your church and taking up a special offering. Here it is. If you think that this is a genuine and legitimate need and your heart is drawn out to help this person, then for goodness sakes, help them with what God has supplied to you. That's distributing to the needs of the saints. Now, I don't know if that, in that case, if that particular person was a saint or not. Saints get priority in this sort of thing, you understand. Sometimes we help strangers as well, and people that are not Christians, but that's lower priority. First priority are the Christians, the saints. First priority are the other members of our own church. And we should be helping them. We should be giving to them. That's what God expects us to do with some of the material resources that He's placed in our trust. We don't give them all away. Because if we gave them all away, then we wouldn't have any to take care of other things that He's told us to do, like take care of my family. He that careth not for his own, especially for those of his own household, has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel, worse than an unbeliever. If you don't work hard and provide groceries and shelter and clothing and the necessities of life for your own family, and for those that God has placed in your household, that is a very important responsibility. God expects you to do that with your material resources. He has placed them into your care exactly for that purpose. That's one of your responsibilities, but that's not your total responsibility. We are to work hard and have extra so that we can give to those who are in need, the Bible tells us. If we are always expanding our own personal and domestic needs to take up all the slack, all the extra in our income, some people are always behind. Never have any extra because they're always playing catch up, always trying to dig out of a hole. Always buying things on credit and getting themselves overextended. And they never have any surplus. If they get some surplus, it's already been spent, frankly. That'll just help them to catch up a little. But many people will view that as an opportunity to buy something else on credit. Oh, I've got a little bit more income. I can get a little bit more credit. Oh, no, no, no. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says that we are to work and earn more than our needs are, so that we will have to give to him that needeth. Now, we know that it's possible to continue to raise your standard of living, to always take up whatever surplus you have, so evidently God wants us not to do that. He wants us to order our standard of living at something lower than the income that he's provided, so that we do have a surplus for this very type of thing, the very thing that he tells us to do here. Distributing to the needs of the saints. That's an instruction from the owner to the manager. You're the manager. Now you do with these resources what the one who really owns them tells you you ought to do with them. And this is what he says you ought to do with them. And this is the Christian way of utilizing material resources. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.